everyone. Welcome to another episode of Caught Between a Tie and High Heels, a transgender podcast journal where I share past experiences and new situations as I slowly step out of the closet to free myself from the tie and live my life completely in the high heels. I'm Jamie, your hostess and friendly neighborhood trans lesbian, and welcome to the podcast. Hello, all my beautiful listeners. It is, what is today? The 15th of November. Starting off strong. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. As I promised, we've got her for another episode. It's Dee, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
I am so excited that you're here with me for another episode, babe. It gets so lonely me just talking in a microphone by myself.
I don't know. You do a good job.
Well, I feel like I'm just like, you know, farting in the wind sometimes. So it's nice to have another person to talk to, especially
another
you.
Person to fart in the wind with?
Yeah, because you're a good farter. You only fart when you sleep, which is so cute.
I know.
And you used to wake yourself up because you were so embarrassed, but... I'm sorry.
We digress, though, listeners.
We digress tremendously. All right. So in this episode, if you had not heard our last episode or previous episode 20, by the way, you are now hearing episode 21 of season 4. And in episode 20, we talked about us, Dee's reaction, and we went over us coming out to her parents because it's a really big deal. This was huge. This was, these are our, basically the patriarch and the matriarch of our family. And especially now that my mom has passed, you know, mm-hmm. Your parents are my parents. Your parents yeah. have actually been more of my parents. So it was really big, and I think it deserved being talked about over three different episodes. But now, let's talk about what the hell do we do next? You know, like, where do we go? Because I came to the realization maybe about a month after we told your parents, and it was about a week or two after we told our nephew, I'm like, I don't really have anybody that I need to hide for him. Or hide for anymore. There's no one that I really need to present this male part that I've been playing for so many years. And I don't know how that... I really honestly don't know how to act. I'm so stuck in like, okay... Mm-hmm. We know that the first thing we want to do is we don't want to end up me going from... me presenting male, especially for your parents and your sister and brother-in-law have said the same thing. We don't want to go from zero to 160. So it's not going to be me presenting male into a prom dress and makeup and heels. You know, we've got to find a graduation of presentation. Like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Do you have any clue?
Well, I think we need to approach it as Marvel has done
with
the cinematic universe and doing different phases.
I love you.
So I think...
What's phase one then?
I think right now we're in phase... We just completed phase one.
Okay. We just completed... So we're done with phase one. Now we're moving on to phase two.
Now we're in phase two.
What do you foresee in phase two?
And I just feel that...
You're like Kavina... Feige... I want to get you a baseball cap. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I think it's a fabulous, you know, question too, because I have no idea what we're going to be doing. So like,
we're lost together.
We're lost together. And it's just like, and it's just, it's, I mean, seriously, what do we do now? And let me just throw this out there. Listeners, if you have any suggestions or input for us, we would appreciate that as well.
How do I gradually transition into the feminine presentation from a male presentation?
And we had spoken about too, I think that there's some subtle things, I mean, at least that can be done. Like, I kind of feel like you've always worn earrings, as my mom has said, And I think now... I did.
Well, put that in the context. So I got brazen one day, and this was the day before Halloween, this last Halloween, Samhain, thank you. And I got brazen. I actually wore, instead of a sports bra, which kind of compresses my boobs, what little I have, I wore an actual bra with emphasizes my breasts. And I wore earrings that were creative. They weren't just a post, which is what I've been always wearing. So I've already been doing actually little subtle, up until this point, I've really been doing more subtle signs. I have long hair. I've had long hair since you and I've dated. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I take that back. I have not.
You had long hair, then you got it cut.
Then I got it cut because of the job. Yeah. Right. And then because then I grew it out again. So off and on, I've had long hair. I've always shaved my legs. What else? What have other been said? I've always got my hair dyed.
Mm-hmm.
Which when we came out, your mom was like, well, that explains the hair dye. Because she goes, as a male, that was, no, but... Yeah. I'm like, that was the first thing you came to?
Yeah, there's a lot of... In retrospect, there's a lot of signs.
Right. Yeah, and so, there's been subtleties already. And to me, that's, kind of been my own rebellious way of coming out. But now it's like, okay, I feel like I've been in the stall for 54 years at the Kentucky... Or 52... Wow, 54 years? I'm really pushing it now. 52 years... I've been in the stall at the Kentucky Derby, and the gates have now flung open, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
You know, do I just take off and sprint? And no, but we know that I'm not going to put your family in shock like that. So what do I do? How do I trot out of, or even saunter, if you will, out of that gate?
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, doing some of those... going from wearing merely stud earrings,
to more danglies and
to maybe
decorative.
Some danglies.
Okay.
Because you do have the double ears piercings.
I do.
You know, continuing to wear, I know typically you only wear the second holes, but maybe doing both holes with a more feminine.
Well, that's only because the second holes close up. The upper ones, they close up on me so fast, and it hurts having to pop back through, you know?
Yeah. But maybe doing some danglies or some hoops or whatever, and gradual doing those, maybe gradually wearing hair instead of pulled back, wearing it down.
That's what I did. I also wore a different hairstyle when we went over to your parents last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I even asked her, I was like, and so, oh, getting back to the earring comment. So I asked her, I said, we were sitting at lunch and I said, is this too much? And I said, I'm wearing some decorative earrings now. They were pumpkins. Normally before, all I would do is wear very small, small hoops that would just go around my earlobe or a post. And so I pointed at her earrings because I had made her dangly earrings with a little pumpkin. Actually, I made all of us. Dee, myself, Mom, I made these little chainmail because we've made chainmail jewelry that had little pumpkins on it. And I said, I've never worn a dangly earring in front of you, though. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess so. But other than that, she didn't say anything about my presentation, like me wearing an actual bra or anything like that. And me kind of talking more in my feminine voice as I'm doing right now, which is not that far fetched from my male voice, I realize. I know I don't have that much of a feminine voice, but still, it's what I'm doing. You know, I feel this is more my voice than... Everybody, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming by. And blah, 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 blah. You know, that's straining. That's killing my voice. This is my voice. This is what I got. You know, if you want me to talk deeper, I can do that. But I feel more comfortable if I'm presenting as my feminine self. This is the voice that I feel more comfortable using. And so I was talking in that voice around them. They didn't say anything. We had a good time sorting out. Making our candy bags for the following night to pass out to the kids. And it was great. I think it went very well.
I think it went extremely well. Yes.
And I was very worried that, like, when I went to the bathroom or something along those lines, that maybe she pulled you aside and you had another one of those conversations. Are you really happy?
I know.
You know, blink twice if you're in trouble.
No,
you know,
no.
Safety word is bananas. You know what I mean?
No. And that, again, comes from care and concern.
What?
The questioning.
Oh, again, yes. I'm not worried about that. But I was worried about that because I was presenting the way I was, a little bit more feminine.
Right.
I had on my female pants, a male top, or a unisex top, I should say. So, you know, there was concern. And, but it's like, okay, do I just continue in that route? Do I do a little bit of eye makeup? Like, how do I do this?
Yeah, I think, you know, moving forward, just continuing to experiment with jewelry, not just earrings, but some other jewelry too.
Like
would
my
be
necklace?
Helpful. Necklace.
Yeah.
And even your ring.
But it's hard for me. It's hard wearing that, though, when I'm wearing male clothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So that's why I'm like thinking, well, okay, what if I found male V-neck shirts or unisex V-neck shirts? Because I want to start wearing, I always wear crew neck shirts all the time. So what if I were to wear V-neck shirts and start wearing those more often? And like, maybe that might be, you know, like this is a 12-step program or some kind of, you know, you're saying Marvel phasing and I'm seeing this like, okay, if we're going to start off this small, then it's going to be, I'm going to be 60 before I'm actually able to present.
No. I don't think I think it's like doing, you know, those subtle changes, but consistently, not just.
But like, even though the other part though, that is, it's for your parents. Now your sister, our nephew and your brother-in-law, my brother-in-law, they live in a completely separate state. So me progressing in how I appear with mom and dad is going to be completely different. By the time they see me again, I'm going to be, you know, a little bit farther along. How in the world do I do that?
Well,
that's a concern I have.
And I agree. And I don't think that there's a right or a wrong answer to this, but I think maybe, okay, let's just approach one thing with earrings. Maybe it's something, you know, we try to get together once a week for a group chat.
We don't really get like a Zoom or FaceTime or something.
Yeah, like, so instead of being like very, because we're always running at last minute, you know, doing stuff. Like maybe,
Live off of last minute.
Maybe doing like the earrings during that and not making a big deal about it. Do you know what I mean? Just doing a subtle, so that those who are in state as well as out of state can.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Just something very subtle.
I'm
not saying like makeup, earrings, shirt. Like maybe just start with some earrings and then maybe start with a little bit of, you know, subtle makeup. And then, you know, continuing on that way.
Maybe for those, because I'm not going out or anything else like that, but also we've been to where like, oh, we got to Zoom and I've been wearing a feminine shirt around the house. Well, now I don't have to change
Correct.
Anymore.
You don't. Yes.
Because that was one of the big things that I always end up having to do is like, oh yeah, we've got FaceTime. I'm like, now I got to go change. Or I had to go change in order to roll the trash can out. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
It just felt really liberating, like actually wearing my my leisure, my comfies out to roll out the trash can this past weekend.
Well, and I think too, if you just look at the whole history of clothing, a lot of it's changed. Do you know what
God,
I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I think that there's a lot that is out there now that is very gender neutral and
androgyny.
I just feel that, you know, maybe just kind of instead of wearing a lot of, because I wear a lot of t-shirts too.
Yeah.
I wear, you know, I mean, of course I wear them with leggings and things, but you know, I think it's
And what size is your bra? What's your bra size?
Well, I don't.
Triple D.
Right.
Thank you. I'm lucky I'm squeezing into an A. So even if you wear a t-shirt, you have telltale signs in a more feminine figure that says you are a woman. Where I have to fight in order to mold or present this shitty body. You see what I'm saying?
First of all, your body's not shitty.
No, it's shitty.
No, it's not.
It screams at me every day.
Body positivity. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. But I think, I don't know, like maybe doing, some more feminine t-shirts when you're out and about.
Yeah.
You know, and I know too, you have sneakers that are feminine sneakers. So I think continuing to wear those.
Actually, all my sneakers now are all women's shoes. If you look at the size, they're all 12Ws.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is good.
Yeah, I know.
So I think
they're cute.
I think
men's sneakers. I don't understand why it is that men's sneakers. I'm gonna diverse, but oh my god, seriously, why are all guys' colors all earth tones? What is it about that? Like, there's a couple of bright sneakers, but they're extremely uncomfortable. Other than that, though, it's all the same colors: blues, blacks, grays. You don't see any of the vibrant sneakers that women have. And it's like, I gotta find, it's really, really, really hard to find. And damn you, Skechers, for not making a more selected group of sneakers for chicks with bigger feet. Get your shit together. Because you got really cute sneakers, damn it. And I'd like a pair, but they don't come in my size. I gotta live vicariously through D, who can wear them. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like a total aside.
Well, I mean, I get, it's like you get pigeonholed, but yeah, I digress. All of my sneakers are female sneakers now.
Okay. And then I know that you have a lot of, I think too for you, and this is specific to you, sweetie.
Okay. Should I be worried?
No, not at all.
Uh-huh.
You love the getting dressed up in terms of dresses and skirts and heels. And I think, too, finding also those social situations that would kind of like dictate that level of dress. I mean, you wouldn't do that going to, the grocery store.
No, I'm not saying that I'm going to get into an evening gown in order to go to the grocery store.
No. I didn't say that you would.
Well, what are you talking
about?
All
I'm saying is that okay, look in your wardrobe and see those items.
That's my other problem is I have no style.
I thought you were going to say you had an extensive wardrobe.
I have an extensive wardrobe of shit that I don't know whether or not it's like it's all over the place.
I know, but you know what? That's the beauty, though, is like you're not pigeonholed. Like, I feel very pigeonholed into a style.
That's of your own choice.
Well, let's go back to your wardrobe.
Your wardrobe is nothing but black, white, and gray.
But we're not talking about my wardrobe. We're talking about yours right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So tell me about my wardrobe.
Okay. So I think that you have a variety of items and different pieces in your wardrobe that range from casual to dressy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's finding those items for the situation and the environment that you're going to be in but wearing the feminine clothing instead of the male clothing. Those are some subtle things that you can do.
Okay, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
In my defense, I have limitations, unfortunately, in feminine clothing that I feel comfortable walking around in.
Yes.
Until I get my muffin removal done, wearing pants, wearing leggings with short tops is not going to work for me because either I got moose knuckle or you can see, I don't have a lot down there, but it does show. And until I get that removed, I'm not going to feel comfortable with that. So if I do wear leggings, it's going to be with a longer top, like a tunic top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of my closet is either filled with baggy jammy pants or joggers, or which I only wear around the house because, again, of the moose knuckle situation. and skirts. So I would be, I'm trying to figure out, and again, the only person I've had, or the only label that I've ever gotten thrown onto my style is bohemian or hippie bohemian, which I don't know if I'm necessarily really happy about, because, you know, I'm not washing myself with crystals and hugging trees every weekend. And then, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's just not what I'm doing. And that's more of the lifestyle that I associate with the way they're describing that I dress. And I'm nervous about that, because, I mean, you know, I don't want, I don't know. I mean, I feel very comfortable. Yes, I love long skirts. You know, I love long T-length or even ankle-length skirts.
You do. And where, boots. Now we're getting into the colder weather. God.
Yeah. Boots are, yes. Yes. Love boots. I love shoes. I'm a bona fide shoe whore. How many pairs of shoes did I have when you and I first started dating? Rough estimate.
Over 100. You laugh, but I truly
believe that. No, I laugh because it's true.
Yeah, like I'd say over 100.
Man, I purged so many things out of that closet.
You did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, it was hard, because some of those shoes, I was like, oh, I've never found a pair. And they're pleather, you know? I mean, these are not like shoes that are like high freaking quality, but these are shoes that, like, I got them just because of the shape of the shoe. And they're all crusty, and like the pleather is coming off. You can see that white mesh fabric behind that it was.
And they have that specific noise when you walk.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They fart when you walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No.
But I think though too, you know, there's just the. Okay, I don't mean to get deep, but I will.
Get
but
deep.
I think,
let's just go deep. We're getting deep
I
into it.
I think at that time when you were amassing your wardrobe. And we're getting totally off our subject now with the different phases. Uh-huh. But at the time that you were amassing your feminine wardrobe, uh-huh. It was just like you were so thrilled to be able to make these purchases, to add to it, to be able to wear it. So I think it was just
yes.
happy to find things in your size and you know, style or color preferences, and without thinking about
yep.
how I can use this with other pieces.
Correct.
It was more of just like a, oh my gosh, I'm going to, ooh, I want this, and this.
Yeah.
Where I think now you've gone through your wardrobe a couple of times with my assistants. Thank you very much. And you've kind of pared down to those items that are definitely that you can mix into an outfit.
Yeah.
Or that are really good pieces that are just missing something that we can go out and get. So it's a combination, but not everybody is at that same, you know, place that you are in. And so there's some people who are, you know, just like you starting out assembling the wardrobe who are doing that as well. And then there's others that have a more refined wardrobe. So everyone's at a different position. On their journey, you know what I mean?
I know.
And so I think it's you've done very well. I'm very, very proud of you in terms of the times that you have gone through your wardrobe.
Yeah, I don't dress like old people anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a look for
that.
Tell
them about
time
that.
And place.
Tell them
yeah,
about
oh
that.
My.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to be dating like my grandmother. And I mean, I appreciate it, but you had that, like...
Okay, can I explain why, though? In my defense, can I explain why?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Dee's talking about the fact that I dressed older than my age. So we met when I was in my late 30s, mid to late 30s, yeah, late 30s. And so I had already been to a few meetings of either cross-dressers or transgender, other transgender women. And one of the things that I noticed was women that were my age or older than me dressing in mini skirts, garter belts and stockings where the garter in the top of the stocking is still being able to be seen, shoes that you have no business in doing, basically dressing like a teenage female. And this was not a good look. And I'm like, okay, you need to be dressing more for your age than trying to be Britney Spears or, you know, whoever you happen to, maybe some of these girls, you know, Tiffany or I don't know. Greta Garbo. I don't know. But you're wearing what I classified as more hooker wear. Okay. So you're out there, you're showing off the goods. You're covered. The main parts are covered, but you're doing a really kind of a job at, you know, you're not giving full coverage. And I thought that was wrong. I was like, I made it up in my mind at that point that I was not going to look like that. So right. I went hard in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you went totally opposite. But there was nothing, just to clarify, that there was nothing wrong with them dressing like that. If they felt, if that
no,
felt natural for them.
If that was the way that they wanted to, here in hindsight, at the time I was very black and white thinking. Mm-hmm. Either you were going to dress to pass or you don't dress at all. And that was my mindset for a very long time. I was also living very much in the black and white, where I was either going to be feminine and transition, or I'm going to stay presenting as a male for the rest of my life, and that was going to be it. I was, during that time period, I was going through a lot of black and white thinking. It was only until I got in heavy with therapy that I started looking at like ways that you can enter into the gray. And again, in retrospect, if those girls were, and those women were happy, if that was what they wanted, obviously it was, because they dressed themselves, and then there's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, when I was building my wardrobe or trying to shop for things to wear, I'm like, I don't want to present in that way. Mm-hmm. So if it works for them and they're happy, then great. But that's not what's going to make me happy. A, I already know that I don't have the body of Britney Spears. I know that I don't have a body of a teenager, nor will I ever have a body of a teenage girl. It's never going to happen, you know? So I have to make sure that I'm dressing, and I've always been very conscious of the fact that I am dressing the body in which I was born with, sadly, has male attributes. Now, through hormones and that type of thing, it's changed a mm-hmm. good number of ways, but the basis is still there, to where I have to make sure that I'm wearing things that are comfortable for my body and going to show off my body in a more feminine route without looking like I'm working a corner, you know?
Right.
So I tended to go and shop more out of catalogs that were stuff my mom was shopping out of. Mainly because that was what was around the house, and that's all I saw. So I'm like, oh, that looks nice. So yeah. I don't, you know. And I got told at one point between you and my best friend Gary, she and you said that I was not allowed to go shopping unsupervised anymore.
This is a true statement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of the way my wardrobe went. So I've come a long way.
You have.
Thank you. And I know, though, that I can't look that, even if I am bohemian, and if that's what I am, that's my style, that's where my comfort zone is, well, then that's what I'm going to
be. Embrace that. Yeah.
I am. But I don't think I can go full bohemian in front of your parents for a while.
Right.
I got to figure out a way in order to work that up.
And I think, again, that goes, at least knowing the situation, and I think, as we were saying, some subtle changes to hair, some subtle changes to jewelry, some subtle changes to makeup.
Yeah.
And then I think, and then it's depending upon the outfit.
When you say subtle changes to makeup, are you talking like eye makeup?
You know, start with eye makeup. Then
like
do,
maybe just under eye and some mascara.
You know, under
or
eye and some mascara, and then add a little bit of, or, you know, under eye mascara and add a little bit of neutral eyeshadow. And then build up and maybe try, like, you know,
orange.
A couple times. Then, no, build up.
Chartreuse, fuchsia.
To do, you know, some of the more, like, subtle, like, pinks and tones like that. Maybe a little bit of blush, you know, foundation. And I think it's like, those changes you know, gradually, yes. And then, you know, playing around. I know with the wardrobe, that until you can get surgery done, you're kind of limited.
Yeah.
But okay, maybe that there's some interim pieces that we may not have thought of yet that would be good for you to wear, but just maybe like bringing in subtle, maybe wearing more, you know, t-shirts or casual wear with like that is feminine,
more feminine neckline type of thing,
a more feminine cut and neckline.
Okay.
And then, with the kind of the unisex, pants, like the joggers. And then, you know, once you get surgery, then, you know, you will feel more comfortable, and then maybe doing it with some like cute jeans and leggings and things like that.
Oh yeah. So, when I get surgery, I mean, I can tell you right now, short of wearing a crop top with my leggings, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm going
to
do.
Right. And I would never allow you to do that. So
well,
we're good.
I mean, you know, come on. If I got a smoking hot 64-year-old body, you know, I might throw on a crop top and my leggings.
Anyway,
you know I'm going to be hot. You know you're going to want some of this.
Why do you say, I know you are hot. You're not going to be hot. You are hot.
You are too kind. So, I am so thankful you're blind.
Well, I'm thankful that you chose me.
I am not where I want to be yet. Right. So I'm going to get there.
Right.
I am. In the meantime, so, I got to figure out how to gently, you know, so bring your parents up too.
Those are just from like my perspective. Those are just some things that I think in like phase two we can do. And maybe phase three will be like post-surgery. Maybe phase three is surgery and phase four is post-surgery.
Okay, well, I go with that.
You know what I mean? Because I know even with the surgery, there's going to be...
That's a long-ass movie.
A transition. I'm just using this as reference.
I appreciate it. I like your reference.
But I don't know. Like, I know that... I don't know. I think gradual, subtle, but continuous. And I think what would be helpful is not being you. Does that make sense? Like,
what do you mean? Not being me.
Like that would help in this situation is like continuously. Okay, so if you're doing some earrings, like continue doing earrings, and then continue doing.
Oh,
earrings,
don't bounce back.
And then
forth?
Add something else. Like, don't keep bouncing back and forth, because then it gets really confusing, and then especially too because.
Then the pronouns start.
Then
going
the pronouns
all weird.
And that starts changing. And
we already have an issue with the pronouns.
We do
anyway
have an issue with the pronouns.
I'm still basically presenting male.
Yeah.
And so they're trying, which is very sweet, to do the she, her, hers. But I mean, if I'm presenting male more than I am presenting female, what the hell?
Yeah, and for me too, I have to share with the listeners. It is very difficult. Because for the full time we've been together,
yeah,
it's always been, you know, the he, him, his,
yeah,
pronouns.
This will be the first holiday to where you don't have mm-hmm. to. So yeah, one of the things that we would end up doing is that D has always used the he, him, referred to me in my male name. Mm-hmm. During these holidays because of, you know, trying to keep from letting things out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really difficult. And it's like, this is the first time where we've told your parents and we've told everybody else, we can spend the holiday without having to worry about, you know, calling me the proper pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really kind of, this will be interesting that you can actually call me and refer to me as, you know, Jamie using my female pronouns. So,
but still, like, there's in certain circumstances, I find myself reverting back only because
I'm presenting male.
You're presenting, but then also I need to just because I have to remember, okay. It is okay.
I mean, I can't blame you for that.
No,
you know?
But it's also of I need to, it's okay. They know, you
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
We've come out to them. So, and I think that me being more mindful of that too will help. And I know that, you know, my sister and brother-in-law are extremely conscientious of proper pronoun usage. And
yeah, they are pretty awesome about it, just for the fact, sorry, I didn't mean to pop the mic there, but they are pretty awesome about it because they like over, and you know, like it's almost making like you're in a nudist colony and you're making extreme eye contact.
Yeah.
You know, this is that was how they kind of were doing extreme eye contact with my pronouns and making mm-hmm. sure that, but it was very humbling that they were doing that, especially when we went on vacation. Everyone knows we went mm-hmm. on vacation to celebrate your dad's 80th birthday, and I'm constantly being referred to by your sister and brother-in-law in the female, even though I'm presenting male all along. It just made me, I don't know, there was something very powerful about that, and also mm-hmm. I was very greatly appreciative that they were still, regardless of the situation, that they knew about, and they knew that, you know, I'm not going to end up coming out full bore, at, you know, in front of mom and dad, and it's going to be a while before that, and them as well. So, but still, that does not change the fact as who I am, and mm-hmm. they were still, you know, and I love that. Mom and dad did that too.
I'm extremely appreciative.
Dad says my name probably like overkill.
Yeah.
But I know that that's his way of like reinforcing that he's loving and supporting and.
Yes. And again, I think just the level of support and love that we've experienced has been
overwhelming.
Like overwhelming and phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
it's brought me to tears on more than one occasion, and mm-hmm. it's been wonderful because I really, when I came out to my mom, it was very difficult timing, and it was a very difficult situation, and I was walking around on eggshells, and I was extremely worried, but she passed, and I have no other family. And when we went, and like I said this, I think I touched on this a little bit in the last episode. If we were to have lost your parents due to me being, I would have been crushed. Mm-hmm. So knowing that they're there, knowing that they're loving, you know, I'm not worried about whether or not right now that they're going to be calling me he or she or using my, because again, I'm basically telling them this, but still presenting male. And I don't want to wait too long before I start getting into that middle gray area. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're thinking that I'm just going to say this and I'm just going to continue presenting male for the rest of my life. You know.
And I think that that would be a more difficult
right, right. And I don't want to do that
to them.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. not looking to do that to them. So, yeah, because they are loving and supporting and everything else, it's like, okay, you know, it's going to be all right. And I think if I were to do a slip up now and I'm thinking about it and kind of verbally thinking about it, you know, even if I were to slip up and do a little bit too much, I think that they would end up saying this is a little too much too soon.
Yeah, I agree.
And they would be honest with us about that, which I would really appreciate. And, you know, I can say, okay, well, I will next time I will not be, you know, I'll do this or I'll do that or whatever the case may be.
And again, you know, I start out with the same question that I asked earlier in the podcast. Just like, listeners, if you have any suggestions, we would definitely love to hear them.
Yes.
And guidance and things that you've experienced or, you know, questions that you have about it. Please write in and just let us know, because we can definitely use as much advice as possible.
Yes. Any help that you all can offer, that would be super awesome, because I, you know, we're just as lost, and this is actually new territory for us. So mm-hmm. if you have been down this route, or that you're going down this route now, what's worked for you, what hasn't worked for you, I would really appreciate it. And you can always get in touch with us on the website or email me directly at jamie@tyinghighheels.com. But I think it's a good place to stop for today. So thank you, Dee, for being with us.
Thank you, sweetie.
I love you. I
love you, too.
And hopefully we can get you on. If I give you more coffee, do you think you can try to come back on again? Maybe sometime soon?
Maybe. That would be very nice.
Okay. Awesome. I will hold you to that.
Okay.
All right. Until then, you all be safe. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk with you next time. Take care. Toodles.
Toodles.
If you enjoyed this episode, there are a few ways you can help us continue making great content. You can buy us a coffee at buymecoffee.com/Harry Rump. You can purchase some quality shirts and accessories at Harry Rump's House of Stuff, or become a patron at patreon.com/Harry Rump's House of Stuff. You can also do all those and contact us on our website at tieinhighheels.com. You can always find us on Instagram and Facebook at tieinhighheels. And don't forget to give us a review on iTunes. And email all of your comments and questions at Jamie, J-A-I-M-E-E, @tieinhighheels.com. And as always, happy listening!